is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time, 8:31, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Wednesday, the foggy Wednesday morning. We're pleased to have with us Stephanie Achille, Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this morning.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm warming up over here. It's been a great improvement in that weather, even though we still are winter. But, yeah, we've got a toasty shelter. So how are you guys?
Scrambled for other reasons altogether. But, you know, we wanted to bring Stephanie in here. We had a kind of an urgent situation that developed last week. So, Stephanie, we're glad that you're able to join us here this morning and get everything kind of settled.
You.
How are things going here at the shelter specifically, especially over the last week to 2 weeks when it was so blastedly cold area-wide?
Right. Well, first I'd like to do a huge shout out to Modern Air and Schumann Electric, because we were on the struggle bus a little bit at the shelter with our heating, and they came to the rescue a couple times. But ultimately, these pets and these animals, even if they like to go out or get some fresh air, this was definitely not the week or 2 weeks or so to do it. We've gotten a lot of calls, yes, of people very concerned for pets that are out, or goodness, if somehow they happen to run out the door,
yeah.
Or needing straw. We still have some straw available for the community if they'd like that for their outside animals. But yes, the phone does not stop ringing, guys, for help in the community. That's for sure.
Well, I'm assuming from the tone of your voice, you are pretty full out there at the shelter.
We are. Yeah. I feel like we need to come up with some sort of tagline or something, because we are. We're always at a level of full. Our community's need is very high. And then at one point recently, we had over 20 puppies and over 60 animals at the shelter. And our shelter at full capacity, with really humanely housing them in their full kennels, according to the veterinary guidelines, really should not be more than about 40 animals total. It's all about the stress on the program and capacity for care. It depends on the size of the animal too, and if they're bonded animals. So we really work very closely with the K-State Shelter Vet Program and our state inspector, and Dorsey Animal Clinic. They're great friends, too, to have down the road.
Stephanie, where are the bulk of these animals coming from? How are you getting them?
Well, some are being dropped off or tied to the shelter. A lot of them are stray, where owners either are not able to come in and get them because they're no longer able to care for them, or they're just really... there's no history. There's no owner known. They were wandering our community and our town. And then some are our quarantine or ill animals, too, that we care for court hold or different health cases.
Stephanie, I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned here about the partnership specifically with K-State Veterinary. How important those are right now for, getting through immediate situations like this, or I guess maybe the better term is on long-standing situations like this, and really how that partnership is helping the animal shelter plan for the short-term and long-term future here for animals.
Wow. Our partnership with them is priceless. It is vital for us to run, to be responsible as far as the type of animals that we care for and then adopt out. And then also, we're so lucky that it helps us financially too. I mean, these are students that are advised by a doctor that is on site. That is also why it's shelter pets. We haven't been able to open that up to community members yet. But yes, we're on the schedule bi-weekly. And then the weather pushed them back a little bit too. So we've had to go up to Manhattan. You know, back in 2022 when we had that in-town horde case of, oh, I want to say it was nearly 90 animals. It was over 80, with cats and dogs. We were so lucky to be able to get a few extra surgery days, or, you know, they bend over backwards to try and help us however they can. And we can talk about this more, but we've even been able to bring discounted rabies and vaccination clinics to town, and we've got another one coming up here soon. So we listen to what the community needs, and I'd say at the top of that list, of course, is a much larger or multiple shelters in town. Yeah. But you know, I mean, that's a high need, but K-State has been just priceless to our shelter program, and to be able to really care for the animals and therefore, yes, be responsible in adopting them out. Our community talks about how expensive, you know, vetting an animal can be, and it's very true. So the idea that we're able to adopt them out and have them be fixed already and all vaccinated is wonderful.
You mentioned you shouted out to Modern Air and Schumann Electric. So
yes,
do you have facility needs out there that need to be addressed if we got problems like this occurring, Stephanie?
Right. Currently, we're operating pretty well, and we work with the city closely, too. There's going to be some updates that we need. You know, the building was made and built in the early 2000s. So there's some cracks and creaks that need some attention. And, it's a new year, so budgeting and trying to figure out what we need to update and stay present with the ordinances and state inspector too.
Stephanie, let me ask you this, because I know the last time we brought you in, and I think periodically over the last year, we started talking about the need for extra space, as you've just indicated here.
Yeah.
When do those conversations really start picking up here with the Emporia City Commission, and remind folks how much space you need and kind of what you need to do with the space that is needed?
Right. Ultimately, you know, the shelter is a direct reflection of our community. So I know we've spoken about, like, if we had 40 spaces, goodness, if we had 100 or even 400, sadly, the need's there, and we would be full. I know that it's a very difficult discussion, either on the phone or in person with some of our community members, that we are a no-surrender shelter. Really, we just do not have the capacity to be able to take that influx and need on and still remain no-kill. That is something that the Humane Society is doing everything in our power to remain. We're right around 3-4% where they're court-ordered or severely ill that sadly do get, puts to sleep. So, we need more rescues. We're very lucky that there's quite a few kitty rescues and organizations. We need more fosters. Specifically, we need great pet owners. We really do. I will say, we're going to have our annual meeting here. I think we decided in April. It's usually March or April. And that was mostly pushed to April because we also have our current city contract that was a 2-year contract that ends at the end of April. So we've just started chatting again about some edits or updates to that contract. So these next few months are vital. And I know part of the discussion is going to be, okay, what are we going to do to be able to help more animals in our community?
Well, let's talk about the adoption process. Obviously, there are plenty cats and dogs that need homes. Tell us how the process works and how we can get involved, Stephanie.
Sure. Yes. Really, we try and make ourselves as available as possible. So we post on Facebook nearly daily. Our animals are listed on Pet Finder, City Emporia Animal Shelter. And you can call us. You can email us. You can stop in. Typically, we're open Wednesday through Sunday from 9 to 3. If that happens to not work for you, we're pretty good about doing outside appointments as well. It's a one-page application. We ask if you rent or you own. If you happen to rent, we ask about your pet policy or your pet deposit. If you currently have other animals, specifically dogs, we do suggest and really require, I should say, a meet and greet of those animals because we want everybody set up for success. We have such a long wait list to get into the shelter or even with some of our quarantine or court holds that we're not always able to, you know, accommodate returns or if there happens to be an issue. So it's a pretty easy application process, but we do. We go through several meet and greets just to make sure everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah, I can attest. That is a super easy process to get pets adopted. We've had one right now through the Emporia Animal Zelda. Shelter, and Zelda is still running around the house like nobody's business. So
she's the boss.
Yeah, she's got a fight with Lucky, who actually adopted us through another process a couple of years earlier.
Yeah, great.
But she's very pleased. She seems to be very happy and content in the house. So we're very pleased with not only having Zelda, but also just how easy that process was.
Yeah.
And the way it sounds is a lot of people kind of need to know just how easy that is.
Right. We don't have a lot of red tape or hurdles. Sometimes we even have a volunteer or staff member that are able to do some sort of home visit if there's a special situation. You know, we try and make it as personal as possible. So we don't walk through our dog kennels anymore just because, you know, it's all about fear-free sheltering. And a lot of them are either so scared or guard their kennel. And then there's a lot of animals that we have that are either still ill or they're on court hold and they're not out for the public eye. So we've safeguarded that a lot. But we can have our meet and greets in the office. We can go for a walk on the property. We can go out into the runs. We really try and make that as accessible to anybody.
The Emporia Animal Shelter, folks, the need is there. The pets are there waiting for new homes.
Yes.
And we encourage you to stop by, take a look, see what see what's available. Stephanie, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Stephanie Achille, who is with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. She is the director talking about the operations at the Emporia Animal Shelter. And, yes, Chuck? The shelter is full.
Again.
Still
full. So we'll keep you posted here on KVUE. We'll have news stories coming up a bit later on here today. And also did want to remind you here, too, as far as our live and local calendar is concerned, Newsmaker 3 coming in just a little bit. Special effort to count the number of homeless residents in Emporia with Joe Reed. That'll be coming up here shortly. Tomorrow has the ESU Buzz at 8:20, so the Newsmaker 2 goes to 8:40 with Emporia High Girls basketball coach Carolyn Dorsey talking about a fundraising event for 5th grade junior Spartan basketball tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 844.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Hampshire.